Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, we've got primary results in from seven states, also the District of Columbia.
I love in Delaware and New York, the Tea Party winners have no chance of winning in November.
Really? None?
Yeah, that's the headline.
The thing is, you know what? If that were the headline, it would make more sense. But
perhaps.
That's not the headline. The headline is huge Tea Party wins in Delaware and New York. I mean, right?
Insurgency.
Right. You know. A coup of the Republican Party. So you've got Christine O'Donnell in Delaware. You've got Carl Paladino in New York, who defeated former Republican Rick Lazio. And this all leads to the political conversation as we move towards the midterms. Here to sort it out for us, Jeff Zeleny, national political correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
You probably stayed up to watch the returns, didn't you?
I did.
So tell me, what do you think the headline should be then?
Well, I think the headline from last night's primary contest is that the Tea Party scored a victory, but it will not likely be the same in November because it cost the Republicans most likely in both of the places that you mentioned. But the most important race that will be looked at over and over again today is the race in Delaware. Was it a wise move for conservative party leaders, Republican leaders like Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina, Sarah Palin of Alaska? Are they having a long-term strategy here in mind to support a candidate like Christine O'Donnell? It'll be talked about a lot.
Why do you say that? Why would you think that would be a bad mood for conservative leaders to support someone like O'Donnell?
Well, they endorsed her candidacy. They helped her raise money. They helped her win a primary that it was largely thought unwinnable, defeating a moderate member of the party. And she is almost certain to not win in November. And why is she certain to not win in November? Because a very small slice of the electorate had their say in the Delaware primary, for example. You know, some 57,000 voters have voted in the Republican primary. It was a closed primary, so independents could not vote. Democrats could not vote, of course. But in the general election, she is just not, will almost certainly not be able to build this type of coalition that a Republican like Mike Castle, a moderate, would have been able to. So a short-term strategy for some of these conservative party leaders, conservative leaders of the Republican Party, because every state is not the same. So electing a candidate like this in Delaware is almost certain to bring defeat in November.
So Jeff, it sounds like what you're sketching out here is that because of such low turnout in these primary races, a statistical anomaly can look like a national movement and a political insurgency. But even though in media terms the Tea Party might be set up for 2012, you say it's just statistical game playing?
In some parts of the country, some of the things that have happened during these primary campaigns have been very real. Some candidates have won their primaries, and they will almost certainly go on to win the general election. So I think we have to be pretty careful in looking at the midterms as not a national phenomenon, but a state-by-state collection of races. And in some of these places where the insurgent candidate has won, have won their primary, they most likely will be able to at least strongly challenge a Democrat or win in November. But in places like Delaware that are reliably Democratic, it's just the number of votes just are not there for a candidate like this to win a general election.
Well, let's go back to you're saying that you question, some people are questioning the wisdom of somebody like a conservative like Sarah Palin in supporting a Christine O'Donnell. But if for the conservatives who want to change the Republican Party, who feel that it has gone too far to the left and want to bring it back towards the right, maybe this is the strategy.
It is the strategy, but you heard a Republican strategist after Republican strategist last night and early this morning saying the same thing. Even Karl Rove said, these candidates are not electable. So it's it's a fine strategy, you know, but the security test that has gone on in the Republican Party just does not work in all states around the country. And Delaware, again, is a reliably Democratic vote or moderate, you know, at the outside, and there just are not enough Republicans who share this view of these candidates to win a general election.
Can you sketch out what was at stake in New Hampshire? That's too close to call right now, but give us a sense. I mean, the Tea Party candidate is still in it because it is too close to call, but what was going on in New Hampshire if this is a state-by-state kind of thing?
New Hampshire is a little bit of a different situation. Again, in midterms, every race does not fit sort of into the same rubric, but the New Hampshire Senate race is too close to call. But seven Republican candidates were on the ballot. Right now, the top two candidates are Ovid LaMontagne, who was the more conservative candidate, and he was supported by some Tea Party groups. But he's run for office before. He's viewed as more of a mainstream Republican candidate. He's not a sort of fitting the same brand as some of the insurgents we've seen across the country. Anyway, he is holding a very narrow. He's trailing just by a few hundred votes to the former attorney general of the state, Kelly Ayotte, who is clinging to, you know, some 900-point lead with 85% of the precincts in. But New Hampshire is not quite the same situation. Republicans believe that that either candidate has a shot of winning the general election in November.
Well, then let's get to the big issue. How does this set up Sarah Palin going forward? And what is the likelihood now, based on these results, of, say, the Democrats losing the House or the Republicans taking the Senate, the big contest?
Well, Republicans are still poised to make major gains in the House, so this has not changed that. Democrats know that there are enough seats in play for Republicans to win the majority. In the Senate, though, it diminishes the possibility of Republicans winning control of the Senate. Now they have to look for a seat someplace else. They had thought they could win in Delaware with a moderate on the ticket. Now they will have to find their victory somewhere else. So those 10 seats, that 10-seat majority that Democrats hold in the Senate, will be hard for Republicans to narrow down.
Yes or no, Jeff Zeleny, Sarah Palin can do no wrong?
We'll find out.
Jeff Zeleny, the brilliant Jeff Zeleny, national political correspondent for our partner, The New York Times.